Hi, this is Ting for patient. Last name is Bigotti. Again, Bigotti. First name is Amber. Amber. Date of visit is December 1, 2022. Next start of a patient has patient tells me that she sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, but it was in either 2007 or 2008. Or kind of patient thinks it's December 2007. Kind of patient was in Iraq. First of all, patient was driving a military vehicle in Iraq. First of all, there was sudden explosion. First up, there was an IED explosion near her vehicle. First up, patient tells me that she had significant confusion, disorientation after the IED explosion. First up, patient was inside her vehicle. First up, became confused and disoriented. First up, a patient tells me that a few months later, a patient was in a military vehicle again in Iraq. First up, at that time, patient was in a gunner position. First up, there was a grenade explosion near her vehicle. First up, again, she had a significant confusion, disorientation, and headaches after the explosion. First up, a patient tells me that she has headaches for several days after the explosion. First up, a patient has nausea, dizziness, vomiting, and loud noise in the ears. First up, a patient tells me that the next paragraph, a patient tells me that she's still having a lot of these symptoms, including dizziness, headaches, nausea, vomiting. A patient become very sensitive to light and sound. A patient tells me that sometimes she cannot walk straight because of these sick feelings. The headaches are consistently. The patient has forgetfulness. The patient has difficulty to focus. The patient become very irritable very easily. The patient has anxiety and depression symptoms. A patient is currently working as a server in a restaurant. A patient tells me that her dizziness, headaches are affecting her job. A patient has difficulty to focus at work. A patient cannot remember orders well because of her memory deficit. A patient has difficulty to focus at work. A patient has become very irritable at work. A patient is not able to multitask. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the patient had a patient was in Iraq in 2007 and 2008. A patient was in military vehicle both times. There were explosions and near her vehicle. First up, both of the episodes come. A patient had immediate confusion, disorientation, dizziness, and headaches. Since these two incidents, a patient has significant headaches. Memory deficits, nausea, dizziness, lightheadedness, sensitivity to loud sound and light. These symptoms are affecting her work. Confusion, disorientation, headaches, nausea are common symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Patient also has a frequent dizziness. Cognitive memory deficits, also these are very common symptoms of traumatic brain injury. First up, it is my opinion that she has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, Ms. Rosa, this marks the dictation.